You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From one of the forerunners in music and jazz these days, we start this new hour of Neon Jazz with guitarist, vocalist, and writer Todd Clauser, with his band A Love Electric back in 2012 with the song Everybody off his album called 20th Century Folk Selections. Todd is a native of Minneapolis, but these days he lives in his new home of Mexico City. This cat is always writing and performing in a very prolific manner, and he's on the very cool jazz label called the Royal Potato Family. His heroes growing up were the gods of 70s rock heroics. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Todd talked about what the guitar did for him in the very beginning.
My dad bought me an electric guitar, and I could just make noise on it. I was very, I think, timid, and guitar really gave me a way to express myself and express, you know, I feel like it, at first it was frustration that came out, you know, that I was able to express. There's still a lot of frustration I think comes out, but the guitar gave me a voice and something to express that. The depth, the heaviness of what I was feeling.
So this band, A Love Electric, has been earning praise from critics of jazz and rock and roll alike. Along with Todd, it features Aaron Cruz on bass and Herman Hecht on the drums. Just so happens that Herman is a Latin Grammy winner for his work as a drummer and a producer. At the same time, Todd is working tirelessly as a published poet, writer of short fiction, and a community philanthropist in Mexico. Over the years, he has toured extensively throughout the United States, Central America, Western Europe, Argentina, Peru, and throughout his adopted home of Mexico, and he loves it. Todd represents a new generation of ideas that are quickly arriving, not only in jazz, but in the world of music at large. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is always bringing on great jazz ideas at joints like the Green Lady Lounge, the Art Factory, and the Majestic Steakhouse, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to arm you up with another mental load of great jazz. Todd is another younger cat that was enraptured by the power of Thelonious Sphere Monk. And during our interview, he talked about growing up and listening to that album, Straight No Chaser. So let's have a listen to Todd and go right into the 1967 title track off that album as we move on here.
So then once I found Monk, specifically that record, Straight No Chaser, it was like, oh, I can sing these tunes. I love the tunes. They're kind of a piece bad, but there's a twist to them and something, a personality that I really fell in love with. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. This is Todd Clouser from Mexico City, Mexico, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Toda Mina.
Mm-hmm.
That was saxophonist and composer Michael Blake with the track off his new 2016 album, Fulfillment, with the tune Perimeters. So Michael has been at it for 3 decades, delighting both fans and critics alike. He is always known for his robust tone on the tenor and that pure soprano sound. He was born in Montreal, Canada, and raised in Vancouver, but as many do, he made his way to New York City, and it has been his home for 25 years. He is also a composer, and his creative output is constantly there. In 2013, Michael received the Chamber Music America's New Jazz Works Award, and he is not done yet. This cat is always busy. From jazz drum legend Elvin Jones, right out of Pontiac, Michigan, this is the 1977 tune Thorn of a White Rose off his CD On the Mountain, next on Neon Jazz.
everybody. This is Jimmy Cobb, jazz drummer, and I have been talking to Nino Jazz with Joe DiNino, and I hope that everybody listens to this program around me all the time. Thank you very much.
That was the Grammy-nominated percussionist Wilson Chembo Corniel with his quintet in tow with the 2012 song Emiliano off the CD Afro Blue Monk. He was born back in 1953 in Manhattan to proud Puerto Rican parents and raised in the humble streets of Red Hook, Brooklyn. During that time, he had the privilege and honor to study with luminaries of the Afro-Cuban percussion tradition, with cats like Tommy Lopez Sr. and Little Ray Romero. Along with a prolific career, he teaches percussion students at SUNY Purchase Conservatory of Music and leads numerous clinics throughout the United States. From the cool jazz trumpet man known as Jonah Jones, we give you Arrivederci Roma off his 1958 LP called Swingin' Round the World, and that was his raison d'etre. Some more neon jazz.
Do it!
Thank you.
That was jazz pianist Oscar Perez with the 2015 tune Snake Charm off his CD Prepare a Place for Me. Since he was seven, there's been a place for music and the piano and practice. He was raised on his father's Cuban folk music, the piano lessons, and playing in the church band, and that was all a given in his young life. At a young age, Oscar made the commitment to make music his life even before getting into the ninth grade. As a native of the borough of Queens in New York City, he was exposed to many kinds of music, and that only enhanced his enrollment to the famed LaGuardia High School for the Performing Arts. By his early 20s, he was sharing the stage with legends like Bunky Green, George Russell, Curtis Fuller, and George Garzon, and that has just gone on and on for Oscar. From a jazz cat that is still around at the age of 91, this is trumpet cat and arranger Larry Son with his orchestra with the tune Why Don't You Do Right off the 1958 LP. It's Son again next on the show.
This is Jerry Zigmund from New York City and the Woody Allen Band at the Cafe Carlyle, and we'd like you to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
born in Italy and raised in jazz. That was prolific jazz trumpeter and arguably one of the best-known Italian jazz musicians ever, Enrico Rava, with the tune Fearless Five off his 2014 CD, The Monash Sessions. Here's jazz bassist and record producer Brian Bromberg coming your way as we begin exiting this hour of jazz together. This is one off his latest 2016 CD called Full Circle, and it's the tune Jazz Me Blues. Go ahead. Again, that was jazz bass cat Brian Bromberg with his latest offering, 2016's Jazz Me Blues. And finally, this is the great trumpet cat and bandleader Jimmy Sedlar with his orchestra back in the roaring year of 1964 with the song I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm off the great LP Tall Man with a Horn. So, hey, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cool cat at the controls, always, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know that you're out there and what you dig. We always dig your feedback. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.